The New South Wales Education Department's told AM the return to school material will be translated for culturally and linguistically diverse communities. Victoria has made it clear remote learning is an absolute last resort. New research this morning reveals how the indirect impacts of the pandemic are taking a big toll on kids' mental and physical health. Leading paediatricians fear children are facing a generation-defining disruption because of public health measures like virtual learning and social distancing. And they're warning kids and teens must not be left behind in Australia's COVID-19 recovery plans. Catherine Gregory reports.
One of the rare upsides to the COVID-19 virus is that it mostly doesn't cause severe disease in children. But what's becoming clear now is the indirect impact of the virus on young people.
What we're talking about are the effects of the COVID pandemic that aren't related to the infection itself.
Professor Sharon Goldfield is a paediatrician with the Murdoch Children's Research Institute.
The effects on parents, the effects of the impact of closures of health services and closures of schools, the actual being in a pandemic itself, and what all of that means on children. And what we're seeing is these impacts, particularly on children's mental health.
Professor Goldfield is behind research released today, which has found that children are facing a generation-defining disruption because of virtual learning, reduced access to healthcare, a lack of extracurricular activities, and time away from friends. In states like New South Wales and Victoria, with repeated lockdowns, more children reported mental health problems like anxiety. Calls for help also increased significantly.
The number of new callers to the Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Australia, so the PANDA hotline, doubled between March and October 2020. We also know the Kids Helpline has also really massively increased over that time. But it just gives you a sense of some of the anxiety and stress there is out there.
The research looked at previous pandemics and natural disasters to see what they could learn about how young people coped in challenging circumstances and what needs to be done to help them.
The things that were really interesting was the level of kind of post-traumatic stress disorder. But really what we're talking about are the effects on mental health that go well beyond what we call the acute event. And in some of these studies, what we saw were these impacts well down the track, like 6 months down the track after the event. So it's a reminder to us that for some children, these adverse impacts on their mental health may last longer than we think.
Professor Goldfield says children's needs have to be considered in any national COVID-19 recovery plan, and there's now the opportunity to be creative with public and health policies. And that involves significant financial investment to address existing inequalities.
We've had JobKeeper and JobSeeker. Should we be looking at a parent financial supplement? Is this the time to be actually thinking about how we can support parents? Is this a moment to reinvent how children's health and wellbeing works at school and the role of schools in seeing children's health and wellbeing in the same way that maybe we see NAPLAN?
Professor Sharon Goldfield from the Murdoch Children's Institute, ending that report by Catherine Gregory and Carly Williams.